Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on achieving clarity and we'll discuss why it is the first step towards true success. Clarity can mean so many different things, so let's be specific and focus on the most important thing you need to be clear about: what you want. It sounds so obvious, but most people don't truly know what they want and rarely everything about what they may have to sacrifice to get it. Until you can truly visualize what you want and imagine how it feels to achieve it, you'll keep confusing activity with progress. Peter Drucker once said, "There's nothing quite so useless as doing with great efficiency something that should not be done at all." Truly understanding what you want in life drives everything. It may sound selfish and egocentric, but it isn't, because the reality is this: if you don't know what you want, you will be miserable and you will make those around you miserable as well. If you don't know what you want and why, you will wander through life with no purpose. It will never feel like you are on the right path. The fact that you're listening to this program means you've decided to make a change, and this is a great step. Here's the secret that evaded me for the first 25 years of my career. To get what you want, you generally have to get others what they want first. And that is a beautiful thing. The giver almost always wins as long as they are not being taken advantage of. So in reality, with giving as the context, it isn't just about the what, but also about the who. And so as long as what you want is noble and ethical, pursuing what you want is not selfish at all. The what in the context of the who becomes your North Star and what you weigh your decisions against. It allows you to say no more often than you're used to, so you can say heck yeah to the things that truly matter. And it allows you to get up when you fall down more quickly because your desire is so big. Don't skip the step and don't assume you know what you want, because unless you've really spent hours, days, and months asking this very question, you likely don't have the clarity necessary to truly know the answer, and you will remain blocked. So what to do? The most important is to develop a daily meditation practice. This is powerful for many reasons. Number one, it creates quiet time in the day to ponder this very question. Number two, it automatically leads you to deep self-reflection and radical self-awareness. Number three, the very act of meditating significantly enhances your ability to focus for longer periods of time. Number four, daily meditation builds discipline. And number five, meditation opens the pathways to your subconscious, and your truth will gradually reveal itself. You'll find big decisions become easier and more obvious than ever. I strongly recommend journaling after meditation as you get more and more clear about what you want and who it will impact. At first, the focus won't be there, and there will be contradictory things or items, won't be in the right order of priority. Don't worry about that, you can refine this over time. Writing down what you want and who it benefits following your meditation is key. You might find it helpful to break down your wants into categories like health, wealth, and relationships. And also, don't worry about the how just yet. Come back to this meditation as often as necessary until you have it all written down and what you want becomes clear. And the good news is that this process is one that you can repeat to figure out the steps required to achieve what you want. So let's shift into the observation phase, and we'll conclude by setting an intention. Take a deep breath with your stomach, then exhale slowly through your mouth until your lungs are completely empty. Now breathe slowly through your nose. Imagine a warm glowing ball the size of a tennis ball above your head. Now imagine the ball slowly coming down just above your eyes, where you may sometimes frown. Relax that area completely. Then slowly move the ball in front of your mouth and totally relax your jaw. Now imagine the ball slowly moving over your right shoulder. The shoulders hold a lot of tension. If you feel tension, go slowly and imagine the ball sending waves of warmth into your shoulders where the tension is. Go as slow as necessary. Now slowly move the ball back towards your neck and to your left shoulder. Again, stay where you feel tension and send warm waves into your shoulder. Visualize the heat from the ball entering your body, even if you don't feel it physically. Imagine what that would look like. You should feel the muscles softening. Now move the ball in front of your chest and slowly move the ball down to your abdomen. The abdomen is another place where we generally store tension. If your muscles are tight, go slowly and send warm waves to soften your muscles. Then go down your right leg slowly, all the way to your right foot. Then move the ball to your left foot and slowly go up your left leg. Slow down around your abdomen and then continue until the ball is above your head. Now slowly move the ball in a continuous fashion from above your head all the way down to your feet and then back up. Continue repeating this motion for the next few minutes. You'll hear a soft bell every 30 seconds to remind you to come back to the visualization and continue moving the ball up and down until you're instructed to stop. Congratulations. Now that your mind is in the right state, imagine one thing you really want. If it is money, think of the exact number and see that number in front of you. If it is your desired weight, see the number on the scale. Whatever this one desire is, visualize it as clearly as possible. I will leave you to it for a minute. Now ask yourself why you picked this specific thing and why it is important to you and who this benefits. Well done. You're starting to get clear about what you want and why, and this is the first real step towards success. Once the meditation is over, write it down immediately. Ideally in a journal that you can add to and jot down any other thoughts you may have that are important to you. Keep peeling the layers. You want to be rich? Why? Because XYZ. Think about those reasons. Why is that important? Why does this matter to you? When it comes to money, for example, you might realize that you are pursuing it for your family in some way, but if you were to ask them, perhaps they might prefer you to spend more time with them instead of seeing you stressed. You may still choose to pursue the money, but do it in a different way and even include your family in that pursuit. Before I let you go, write down what you want. Remember this quote from Napoleon Hill: "Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve." Writing things down begins to make things real, and as they become feeling real, you finally can make them become real. Now open your eyes and stretch, and be sure to write this down in your journal and come back to this meditation as many times as it takes. You can repeat visualizing the same thing until it's automatic, and then shift to something else. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.